From the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the G. and Ursula Show with G. Scott and Ursula Royteam.
It is the show for the people, the G. and Ursula Show. This hour of the show is brought to you by Tycor Title. We're taking your calls. I just told Ursula before we came on, this is probably right now going to be my favorite part to the week. I love listening and hearing from our listeners.
I do too. We don't always have the answers when they ask us questions.
No.
But we just do love hearing from you.
888-973-CHIRO. 888-973-5476. Yesterday we asked each other. Today we're asking you, how are you doing right now? That's what we want to know from you. How are you doing? How are you really doing when you call us at 888-973-5476, 888-973-CHIRO. Right now, let's get to the show. All right. While we answer your calls and you make sure you call us, we would love to hear your voice. Let's get to some of the messages that we have gotten during voicemails, Ursula. So, we're going to ask this question of what's going on with some of our delivery drivers.
My name is, let's say, Mr. Brown. I'm a UPS driver in the greater Seattle area. Been really concerned with UPS's response to the coronavirus. Not even less than 2 weeks ago, they were still telling us it was a hoax and don't call in sick and don't watch the news. With all the panic ordering we've been going out with Christmas, loads, working long hours, them violating our union bargain contract with how many hours they can work us. And they've been claiming they've been sanitizing constantly the trucks and everything when we had one day, five bottles of bleach for well over 90 drivers to sanitize ourselves or to sanitize our trucks ourselves, and those have disappeared. I have a 70-year-old parents at home. My mom survived cancer, and she has MS that I'm just really worried about what I could possibly bring home to her. Thanks for what you guys do. Bye.
Okay, well, first of all, that is really disappointing to hear, and you can hear. And to be clear, we don't want to instill any panic, and we do want to, you know, it is important to remain calm. But the idea that anyone at this juncture is still calling it a hoax, especially a supervisor.
That's dangerous, right?
That is extremely dangerous. That is reckless and irresponsible. And to think that they are not taking the precautions that they should, I'm sure that this gentleman who just called us or left that voicemail message is doing everything that he can personally. But there are those workers who have to continue.
Right. We're going to take some calls. 888-973-CHIRO. How are you doing right now? Line three, Cheryl in Tacoma.
Good morning, Cheryl. It sounds like you're doing okay, but you could use a hug.
Absolutely.
So tell us about that.
Kind of underground secret club for that.
I know. I'm a hugger too, and it's kind of miserable not being able to hug.
So it is miserable.
Yeah. So how are you otherwise doing other than the hugs?
So I work in the medical field, and I'm a driver. I drive around all kinds of medical things. And so I feel like I'm in a good place as far as being informed by what's really going on.
Good.
So that's cool. And I wash my hands and wear gloves and all that stuff anyway, so I'm just doing that more. It's not a big deal.
When you say you're delivering medical stuff... Is it like PPE, or I mean, is it the personal protection equipment, or
it can be anything from supplies to specimens to pharmaceuticals, interoffice mail, direct mail?
Yeah, so you're very busy right now.
Anything?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Actually, the traffic is helping balance it out since there's no traffic.
Well, Cheryl, thank you so much for calling. That was Cheryl in Tacoma, and I get it as a hugger. And I'm looking ahead in the future. The idea of hugging being a thing of the past, I really hope we don't get to that point.
Well, make sure you tell Mark I haven't had a hug in a long time.
He's listening.
Mark, I haven't had a hug in a long time. 888-973-CHIRO. We would love to hear from you. Let's go to line two. Cameron in Marysville.
Good morning, Cameron. How are you doing?
I am doing excellent.
Great. So how are you keeping above all of this? And we'd love to hear people who say, you know what, life is good. What's making life so good right now for you?
Well, I am a glass half full kind of guy, always. Yes. I run a small family plumbing business up in Marysville. And we are essential. We've been keeping the employees busy. Today was payroll. I was able to pay my employees 100%.
That's great.
That's awesome.
And it's Friday.
Hey, that's awesome. That is amazing. I would love to play my song right now, Just Got Paid, but that's probably, I'm gonna put that on hold. But, man, Cameron, thank you for what you do, man, and that's awesome and amazing that you get to pay your employees 100%, man.
We are excited, and we're going to keep things rolling, keep the plumbing flowing, and keep our nation safe.
Yes, sir. That was Cameron in Marysville. By the way, somebody just texted in, and it was a by the way, I just love our listeners. 425 asked, can we leave some bleach or wipes on the doorstep for UPS when they're dropping off packages?
Well, if anyone who drives UPS can answer that, let us know.
Yes,
I think that would be a great idea.
Great idea. I just want to ask.
That would be awesome.
Yep. Let's get to the next callers. I'm going to find that. Oh, there it is. Let's go to line five, Chris in Bremerton.
Good morning, Chris. You're on the air right now. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Trying to keep the community safe. I'm in pest control, and from what I know, the insecticides we use do kill bacteria and viruses.
So have you seen business slow down quite a bit?
Yes, business has slowed down quite a bit. You know, the thing that I'm very interested about is how rapid the coronavirus is spread through the homeless population and through jails. Seems like the population is getting it quite a bit, even though they're practicing sanitation and distancing, and homeless populations don't have that opportunity to social distance and be sanitary.
You are exactly right. And there are some efforts underway to try to make that more possible and to make more beds available so that that could be addressed. But I think that is one of the big challenges. Same with the jails. We've been talking about that, where they're trying to lower the inmate population right now because of this very thing.
Really appreciate you. Thank you, Chris.
MRSA, you get MRSA in jail, and, man, that thing is everywhere. If you've ever known anybody in jail, if you've been in there a little while, your chance to get MRSA is really, really high.
Thanks so much, Chris. Really appreciate the call. We're going to continue to take calls. How are you really doing? 888-973-CHIRO. Let's go to line three, Tammy in Everett.
Good morning, Tammy. You're on the air right now with the G and Ursula show. How are you doing?
I'm doing actually pretty good. Really good. And I love your show.
Thank you. Now you have...
You guys are doing an awesome job.
Oh, I appreciate that you listen too. We both do. Now, it sounds like you do have some worries because you have asthma?
Yeah, bronchial asthma. I've always had like sinus issues, and at 58 years old, I've also got allergies, and so I had a constant cough anyway, and I got a cold, and so I'm breathing hard. So it's a little bit of worry because I have to work every day anyway, but, you know, I don't really come in contact with a lot of people. I drive, and I fill ATMs in dispensaries, so the essentials are open.
Oh, yeah. So, like, when you have your allergies or because of the asthma, I'd imagine that you also worry, because even G and I were saying, if our throat starts to get scratchy or we have a sneeze, everyone looks at you suspiciously.
Yeah. Hold on. Wait. Wait a minute. Hey, Tammy, did you say you fill ATM at dispensaries?
Yes, I do.
Well, tell us about that. How's the crowd inside the dispensaries?
They are really good, and they started
to
do this even before the lockdown happened. But they already had this tape on the floors for 6 feet, and you'll be staying outside. There's like 3 people at a time inside. I even have to wait, even though the ATM's going empty. And everybody's attitude is great now because at first it was a run for the shop. And they thought they were going to close those too. And everybody was pitching the money in past them.
Tammy, any shortages?
Any shortages of marijuana?
Actually, no. I mean, the shelves are a little bit bare, but somebody knew because they didn't. Nobody run out.
Well, Tammy,
so
thank
you. No
one cutting in line too because everyone's chill.
Tammy, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, guys. Everything you do.
She did. She brought a little levity to the show. I love Tammy. Love to listen with that good energy. How are you doing? 888-973. Cairo, let's go to line five. That's Lori in Whidbey.
Good morning, Lori. It sounds like you are trying to hang in there.
Yeah, I'm trying to and trying to stay healthy. I do mobile dog grooming on Whidbey Island, Lori's Warm Fuzzies. And apparently dog groomers aren't considered essential, so all of us groomers are really struggling to make ends meet right now.
And when you hear what is coming in terms of the federal rescue package, do you feel hopeful or do you feel that that'll help keep you afloat?
I feel really hoping it comes quickly. The time frame is what's got me worried.
Mm-hmm.
Even though our creditors are willing to postpone the bills for the virus going around, but it's going to roll into bigger payments later on. So I'm hoping they get this set up and out quickly.
Thank you, Lori. Really appreciate you. Thank you for listening to the show. You know what? That's what I've been waiting for. Like, I know there's checks on the way. Mm-hmm. I know that. But I've really been waiting for these companies. By the way, I can only speak for myself. I notice all of the credit card people and the bank people like, mm-hmm. Hey, just wanted to let you know that we're thinking about you during COVID-19 outbreak.
Yeah, I got one from Capital One. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure you're thinking of me.
Like, you know what email I want to see? I want to see, hey, dear G. Scott, just want to let you know, in light of what this global pandemic that's going on, we are going to suspend all payments for the next 90 days. Good luck to you and your family. That's what they can do for me.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but for me, they can do
well,
that.
Well, look, we're working. I know, right?
Right. For a lot of people. 888-973-CAIRO. How are you doing? Line two, Janet in Renton.
Janet, how are you doing? You just got laid off.
Yeah, I did. But I work for a wonderful small company. They make Little League uniforms,
mm-hmm.
and all that, and we all know that the Little Leagues are shut down and everything, and my little company is suffering dearly. Now, the catch-22 is that we have the capability of sewing masks, but my boss told me that he would have to buy the materials himself, provide the labor himself, and there's a chance of getting reimbursed in the future, but mm-hmm. it's the far, far future. So I just want to wish them well. It's a wonderful little company, and it's a catch-22. We can do it, but we can't because my boss just, he's the president, mm-hmm. he just can't afford the materials and labor right now.
It's too bad, too, because you guys would have the ability to do that if there were the financial means. I know that the makers of MLB uniforms are doing what you're just talking about, Janet, which is switching gears and using the jersey material to create masks.
But they have much more money.
Of course, exactly. I mean, that's a huge company.
Janet, thank you so much for the call.
Really, and hang in there.
Really appreciate it. The one thing I noticed that she called, she just got laid off, but her concern was for others. Did you notice that?
Well, and her concern was even, and she was very understanding of her bosses in the company.
Yeah. Some amazing people out. Now, by the way, the State Roofing text line, it is 98973. Some texts that come in, Ursula. Hey, G, 425 says, hey, G, can you tell my fellow delivery drivers to wear gloves all the time, and please be safe out there. The 970 says, about the Clorox wipes for UPS drivers, Yes, please. We would love even a wipe or two to wipe down our equipment and inside of our trucks. Also, another delivery driver said that FedEx delivery driver out in Issaquah says that they deliver up in Kirkland, and FedEx is doing a good job by helping us keep our equipment and trucks clean.
That's
so
great.
Again, there's just so many layers. What do you guys go?
Well, I love, first of all, that if we don't have an answer to a question, our listeners always do. You know, and
yeah,
they have solutions. So thank you for that. Now we're going to bring in Ruthie from Snohomish. Good morning. Ruthie, you're on the air. You're with the G and Ursula show. You work for the school district. How are you doing?
I do. I'm doing fine.
Good. So so you do deliveries as well?
Well, I'm not a bus driver. I'm a paraeducator. And my new job is going on a bus route that leaves the middle school with lunches for kids around the South Snohomish School District area.
Oh, that's great. So you've switched the type of work you're doing, but you're still able to help out, and it must feel really good to make sure that kids have meals through this time.
Yes, they're making I think like 2,000 meals a day about, and there's all the buses are going out at different routes. I'm not sure how many buses, but it's a lot, cover the whole school district, and they're making them for every student from, you know, kindergarten up to age 18.
Thank you so much, Ruthie, for calling in. That is great that you're able to help out that way. Thank you.
Let's go to Mike in Seattle.
Mike, you are a King County Metro driver?
Yes, ma'am.
And you sound like you have some concerns.
Yeah, I'm concerned. We just so exposed to people, and even though, you know, there are, you know, measures being taken and whatnot, you know, still super concerned. You know, we don't know who gets on our buses. As all y'all know, you know, a lot of homeless population, jumps on our buses, and we don't know. I mean, we just don't know. And I'm concerned. I'm really concerned.
What are you doing personally to protect yourself?
Using as much PPE as possible, but, you know, this thing is airborne, man. And, you know, we're driving these 40, 60-foot coaches with, people coughing, people just, you know, air is just circulating in there.
Thank you. Really appreciate, really appreciate the call, Mike.
Hang in there.
Hang in there so much. We'll take one last call. Let's go to line 3, Trish in Linwood.
Good morning, Trish. You are with the G and Ursula show, and it sounds like you have some big concerns.
Yeah, definitely. Our family is a single income family, and my significant other is a roofer, and we're just coming out of the slow season because of all the rain. And then for this to hit, it's definitely a little harder.
And when you try to go to bed at night or you wake up in the morning, I mean, what are your biggest worries? I mean, do you feel like you can get through this at least financially if it's just a couple of weeks, or what are your biggest concerns?
I think my biggest concerns are financially. We'll make it. Like, it might be tight and things might get cut and we might eat top ramen, but like, we'll make it through. My biggest concerns are like, my fiance has asthma. Our parents are older. I'm in recovery, and my sponsor is immune compromised. Like, those are my big concerns. And also the people that are new to recovery, not being able to go to 12-step meetings or things like that. It's definitely hard.
Trish, we have posted some information in case you need it on our Facebook page about how Alcoholics Anonymous and other organizations are helping in this time of the COVID pandemic. And we really wish the very best for you and your family.
Thank you so much. Thanks for letting me share.
I really appreciate Trish for being so transparent and sharing her story, because I'm sure someone listening heard what Trish had to say and was encouraged. Coming up next, good news. We're going to give some good news on the G and Ursula Show. Ursula likes that song. It is the end of the week, and you're listening to the G and Ursula Show. Thank you, Lisa Brooks. Nearly the end of the show, so we'll get to your texts and words to live by next. Don't forget, if you want to help, send letters for hope to all of the elderly isolated in long-term care, go to mynorthwest.com/letters, or you can text letters to 98973. So since we're going to be doing a beat, and since that gets Ursula in a really good mood,
yes,
let's get it.
I need some good news, baby, because like the world's going crazy, give me some good news.
Yes. You know
what? Nobody gives good news like you, Ursula. Nobody.
And we need it, don't we?
Uh-huh.
If you were in downtown Seattle at 8 o'clock last night, you might have heard a lot of noise. Neighbors of Swedish Hospital's First Hill campus were banging pots and pans, raising their voices and clapping their hands in support of healthcare workers and other workers who are on the front lines right now. You may have heard in the last couple of days that this movement actually began in European countries. People would open their windows, they'd stand on their balconies or in their front yards. They would make all this noise to support the doctors and nurses who are risking their own lives to save others. The effort here is aimed at showing support for all essential workers, including first responders, grocery workers, garbage collectors, postal and UPS drivers, many of the people that you've heard calling the G and Ursula Show saying they're still working. And I love it.
Yeah, that's good news right there.
Right?
You start thinking about those essential workers that are out there. I'm talking about really out there on the front lines. Healthcare professionals, the things that you guys do, those in the grocery stores, you guys are coming in contact with those lines being busy all day long and working 6 and 7 days a week, taking that risk of bringing home something possibly to your family. Yeah,
I love
that's
it.
Good
we
news.
Can all make a little noise,
that's
right?
That's good news.
In Philadelphia, okay, again, this is where I always say, you know what, never underestimate the young generation. So a group of Philadelphia pals have launched this fundraiser to pay local restaurants to feed healthcare workers amid the coronavirus outbreak. Cole Berman and five of his friends launched this page called Fuel the Fight. Last week, while working from home, they wanted to help workers both in the healthcare and restaurant industries, who, of course, have been particularly hard hit during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So they did all of this entirely through text, so they were able to follow the social distancing rules. And since its launch last Friday, this page has reached more than $23,000 of its $50,000 goal.
The other day, because I didn't know, I've known about the Spanish flu, but I had never like dug into it, like really reading up. And I'm sure a lot of people have too. Mm-hmm. And I found out about how the second wave wasn't the first wave. It was the second wave that really hit the United States hard. And when I was going through it, I was really thinking about what the average American felt during that time, knowing that that was going on. And here's why I said that. Here we are today. We get daily briefings.
Mm-hmm.
We get social media, we get text messages, you guys, we get to talk it out. Imagine in 1918.
I know.
They don't know really what's going on. So the majority of people aren't really getting the news, and they might get it on the radio, which you're probably listening to right now, but they don't get any of these messages. So if one message comes across and they get it wrong, and so I'm just saying that here we are today, we're kind of fortunate for those young people to put their social media and together to help others.
I just love
awesome.
Hearing when young people, I mean, I honestly see it so often that younger generation, they do things that I never would have imagined doing at their age.
We need the young generation.
Yes, we do. Dyson, the company behind high-tech vacuums and hand dryers, says it has received an emergency order from the United Kingdom for 10,000 ventilators, and it has already designed a new machine. The billionaire founder, James Dyson, says he got a call from Prime Minister Boris Johnson because they have such a short supply of these ventilators, which you heard, I mean, they're not cheap. Mm-hmm. I mean, and just 10 days later, he wrote back and said that the company has designed and built a new ventilator called the Covent, and it should be available in early April.
That's good news.
Right?
That is really.
Yeah. So in addition to the 10,000 ordered by the UK's National Health Service, Dyson is going to be donating an additional 5,000 units. And I just love seeing when, again, it's those big companies that have that ability to do something. And when they actually do something for good,
mm-hmm.
I love it.
You know, real quick, before we get to the next one, there's a text that came in and something that we've never, you know, how sometimes we get something we've never discussed it.
Yeah.
360 says, just a reminder that us state workers are still working and giving many resources for people and their food. I apologize. There's a lot of food assistance that's needed.
Yes.
Unemployment checks that are needed. So if you think about it, some
yes,
of these
you're included.
State workers, thank you, because
yes.
you probably need to work overtime right now or even more to make sure that some of these checks are getting out to people. That's all.
Love it. A Florida man left a $10,000 tip at a restaurant saying that he wanted each person in that restaurant to get $500.
Whoa. From Florida? Because usually...
Wait, why do you...
Well, no.
Why do you find that so incredulous?
Because Aaron Mason and I on Cairo Nights, we actually had a feature called Florida Man. And usually when Florida Man happens, there was always Florida Man. And it was like, go to your phone. Go yeah. Google Florida Man yeah. for yourself. And you would see what happens.
The wackiest stories would happen
right.
in Florida.
So I'm glad this gentleman is... really helping Florida Man in this situation.
yeah, well, and a Manhattan restaurant owner is feeding all hospital workers for free. That's a big undertaking given what's going on in New York. Anyway, so as long as we're talking about everything that people can do, and I just want to remind our listeners one more time about this project that we have launched today that is very near and dear to my heart. And we are calling it the Letters for Hope. So many of our elderly loved ones are isolated right now, cut off from their families in long-term care.
Hey there, old-timer. How are you doing today?
Oh, I don't know. I'm getting by.
Our parents, our loved ones are not allowed any visitors during the pandemic. And as family, we're entrusting their care to others.
And you have caregiving staff that are very close to their residents. We hug them. We kiss them. We love them.
But now, no family and no friends are allowed in their rooms.
To hold their hand, touch them, support, encourage.
A phone call, a visit outside the window, that's all we have right now.
It's real hard to communicate with them through a pane of glass.
And unfortunately, many of the elderly in these homes have no family at all. That's why we are asking for your letters of hope.
That's phenomenal.
Well, and I love the response already, and thank you. And we are going to, it's not just a one and done. We're going to remind you that, you know, this is something, especially if this continues to go for a while,
mm-hmm.
They love it. At my father's assisted living facility, they have what they call a wall of joy. And it's actually for the staff there and the residents. But right now, the residents have to be in their rooms, so they can't see it. But it's words of encouragement and letters from the community where the staff gets a little bit of a boost.
Yeah.
And so, again, all you need to do is text the word letters to 98973 to find out more about this project. We've also posted all the information on our G and Ursula Show Facebook page, and you can see a couple of pictures of members of my family, including my dad, who turns 89.
Hey, today. Happy birthday, George. And the one thing I will say about Russell Wilson, right? I'll say this. He has a hard job. And what I mean by that is every time when he has to do a press conference, right, and they're asking him and he has to say, well, this player and this player, this player, he has to kind of shout out everyone when
yes.
he mentions one player.
Yeah, because if you miss one.
The reason I bring that up because I mentioned the state workers and the text line filled up like, gee, what's up? Listen. Bus drivers, love you. Bartenders, yes. Love you.
Yes.
Garbage man, love you.
Yes.
Utility work.
Yes. And you know what? People who work in those assisted living facilities and nursing homes, love you.
Love you. Wait, 253, don't forget about us in finances and banking. Love you. Man, Russell Wilson's got a hard job. Now, I used to be like, why does Russell try to thank everybody? Yeah. I get it, Russ. I get it. I thank all of you. If I missed you, I'm sorry.
Love you. We'll keep working on it.
Gino, the show. It is the G and Ursula Show. Happy Friday to all of you. Some of you guys are mad at me, and I'd rather you be mad at me than be mad at Ursula. I totally understand. Chef's going to have to put something together. I mentioned one, and I didn't get to everybody. I just want a big shout out to all the U.S. ferry workers. They're doing their best to keep us moving.
They are.
Right, Puget Sound.
They are.
A lot of folks is like, gee.
We're going to get to you. We promise.
Hey, I mean, right now, looks like we're going to be doing this whole thing for a little while longer than Easter, right? So we got time to shout out everybody. And by the way, the list of essential workers is 14 pages.
I know. In all seriousness, no.
What?
We really appreciate what you do. If you're working out there, we appreciate it. And I know that many others do as well. So thank you.
I don't know. And then thank you guys for listening to the show. Let's get to the texts. And, of course, Ursula's Words to Live By will be coming up soon. Letters for Hope, 206. I had my mom, who is 77, come over and sit 6 feet away from me on the front porch. She is so lonely and misses her grandkids so much. I made her a cocktail, and she was in heaven. I also gave each of my three kids, had each of my three kids call her every day, which also makes her day.
That is an awesome idea. 360 says, I like the idea of writing letters to our wonderful older people. I think we could do even more by getting the addresses to the service homes. And my students can use the experience of writing letters and sending pictures to help our elders feel better. Plus, they're getting their writing skills met. And just so you know, again, we have information on the different centers and their addresses, mailing addresses, and who they should be addressed to. And you can find that on mynorthwest.com and also on our Facebook page.
Hey, 360 says, hello, Ursula. I'm wishing your father a very wonderful 89th birthday. Stay positive and stay healthy.
Thank you. I will share that sentiment with him when we see, well, we're not going to see him, but when we leave the cards and gifts for him later today. 509 says, Ursula, thank you for talking about your dad. Please continue with updates. I lost mine on November 2nd. Sometimes it feels like it's been years, and sometimes it feels like it's only been seconds. I cried with you yesterday. It just helps listening to you with so much love for him. Take care. God bless you and yours, Molly. Thank you, Molly. And I'm so sorry that you lost your dad.
An answer for our caller, whose husband is a roofer, 425 says, 2 days ago, I went to the state's COVID essential services list and submitted a request that my roof repair company be designated as essential. They sent me a letter confirming that. So your husband should be okay. Please let that listener know, Ron.
Nice. Scenarios. Should you tell your parents that you dropped out of college, which would cut the checks off? Yeah, gee. 360, get a job and then tell them.
425, go back to school and finish one last semester.
425 says, tell them and apologize for being dishonest and disappointing them. Free yourself from the guilt. Exactly.
Well, 425 says, Ursula wins the day. Gee, that's just wrong to deceive your parents and let them continue to pay for a false education. You're endorsing a lie? Hell to the no, no.
That's my favorite text.
Well, I just want to. Can I just say something? I'm not endorsing a lie. I'm just simply saying to continue the non-truth.
Which was the... Oh, my gosh. No. 425 says, rip off the Band-Aid and fess up. This shows character and humility. Hiding it is betrayal and will dictate how you respond to adversity in the future. Beautifully said, 425.
Okay, Ursula, you win, but still. Remember to be kind. 425 says, got a text from Comcast that they just shut off my service missing this month's payment. Come on, Comcast, Xfinity, stop.
360 says, I'm a shopper for Instacart. I wish customers would understand that stores are going to be out of stock on some items. Several customers are removing their tips from the orders because they're so angry about things being out of stock. We are out on the front line for exposing ourselves to the virus so that you can stay home.
Our delivery drivers, 253 says, I'm an Amazon delivery driver. Over the past week, I have been delivering non-essential items like lawn chairs. Today, I've seen two work crews working on houses. I'm sure that almost no one is following what they are supposed to be doing.
As far as our leaders, 425 says, the Defense Production Act is great. However, there also needs to be a quality control in place. Having Hanes making masks out of underwear material is not sufficient. Bless them for their efforts. However, the masks they are making are not enough to protect our healthcare workers.
And the best part of the show is Words to Live by Ursula Royte.
And I have combined a few sayings today, and it just felt right. When it rains, look for rainbows. When it's dark, look for stars. Always stay hopeful. You never know what tomorrow may bring.
I'm going to be very transparent. It's been a trying week.
Yeah.
And I say that because there's been a few times that I've kind of scoffed at Chef a little bit.
Scoffed? It's more like yelled.
So,
oh, it was mutual.
I know. So, I'm like, keep the peace, people.
So I apologize. It's been a rough week, but we got through it.
Yeah,
Ursula,
we did.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Chef, love you. I thank all of you. If I missed you, I'm sorry. Andrew.
Didn't have to go to Total Wine after all.
It means the world to listen to the show. Appreciate you for listening. Hey, guys, be good, be kind, be safe, and be good.